talking about?
01634 71 1079.
Call the studio now.
On FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
The scale of sexual violence and harassment in schools is going to be investigated by MPs for the first time. The Women and Equality Committee wants to discover how big the problem is and if it can be better tackled. Vonda Vipuska from the ATL Teaching Union says the issue is getting out of hand.
Unfortunately, we're hearing about cases where the horse has already bolted and people are having to react to horrific assaults and cultures of corridor gropings in our schools.
KMFM News.
A man's been jailed for using his mobile phone whilst driving and causing a death of an Ashford man. 67-year-old Bryn Davis was killed after his car was hit by the delivery driver's van in Newchurch last April. 29-year-old Grant Powell from Crayford has been sentenced to 2 years behind bars. Education bosses say they're working hard to make sure Kent secondary schools can cope with yet another increase in the number of children starting primary school. It was revealed yesterday it's gone up for the ninth year in a row, leading to concerns there won't be space for them when they move into year seven. Roger Goff's in charge of education at the county council and admits it'll be a challenge.
We are actually increasingly seeing numbers come through. We're just starting to see this. We'll see it much more over the next few years in the secondary schools as well. So we will need to continue to work with schools, but we are pleased in what's been achieved so far and confident that we can continue to deliver well on this.
KMFM News.
A Kent care home manager who took nearly £60,000 from the bank accounts of three residents has been jailed for 2 years. The money was mainly benefits meant to pay for care. Tom's got the details for KMFM.
Well, Teresa Luca opened up accounts in their names in 2008, but kept hold of the cards and spent the cash over the next 2 years. The 54-year-old from Grange Road in Saltwood couldn't explain where it went, but admitted drinking heavily and playing fruit machines. It happened at Ashgold House in Whitfield near Dover, and her victims had severe learning difficulties.
Inspectors have found that some serious incidents at a Kent jail, including the use of batons, were not investigated properly. More than 1,100 men were being held at Elmley on the Isle of Sheppey when an inspection was carried out in October and November last year. They also say hundreds of prisoners are still being kept in overcrowded cells, but the prison is safer and more stable than their previous visit in 2014.
KMFM News.
A Dover woman who lost a baby when she was just 20 weeks pregnant has started a petition calling for all parents like her to be given death certificates. At the moment, mums and dads can only register deaths if they lose a baby after 24 weeks of pregnancy. Lisa Bailey says it should be brought down to 16.
I know it's a piece of paper, but it's that little bit of paper. So eventually when I do have more children, obviously children do family trees and stuff. My son's never going to be recognised on like the internet or somewhere like that. He only exists in my family, not to the rest of the world.
Police investigating a reported robbery in Cranbrook are urging anyone who saw what happened to contact them. It's claimed a large amount of cash and a mobile telephone were taken from the property along Hartley Road in the early hours of Thursday. The people inside were also reportedly threatened. Three men have since been arrested and charged. And Ed Sheeran's going to be going up against his protege at next month's Ivor Novello Awards. Jamie Lawson's wasn't expecting that, as nominated for Best Song musically and lyrically. Ed and Rudimental's Bloodstream is up for the same prize.
KMFM Sport.
Football and Gillingham will be looking to hold on to their League One playoff spot when they go to Rochdale later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, with just four games left, the Gills are clinging on to sixth, but could be overtaken if they don't win. Despite four games without a win, boss Justin Edinburgh is confident.
It's another challenge, it's another opportunity. Games are sliding by, but I cannot be more positive than that we are still with our own destiny in our own hands.
Meantime, Tottenham boss Maurizio Pochettino says last night's 4-0 win at Stoke proved they'll keep fighting for the Premier League title. They're now 5 points behind leaders Leicester with four games left. Harry Kane and Dele Alli got two goals each. Tonight, Newcastle can move out of the relegation zone by beating Manchester City. And in cricket, Kent chairman George Kennedy says the top order will look very odd without Rob Key, who announced his retirement yesterday. The 36-year-old former captain has spent his whole career at the county since turning professional in 1998.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read
Watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.
Kent weather.
For all year round perfection, artificial grass is the answer. Go to Carpet Sales Centre Strood.
So dry and sunny this afternoon, highs of 15 in Lenham, 13 in Broadstairs.
So it's over to you. You're in control of the music we play until 2.